Because if somebody washed into a basket that had contained olives or grapes, and the baskets which were colored from the olives or grapes, changed the color of the mikvah, the mikvah looks colored like the color of olives or grapes, the mikvah is kosher. Even though the dinit that a mikvah, that its color has changed, becomes puzzled. But in this case, since the actual wine or olive oil did not fall to the mikvah, only the basket that had contained the olives or the grapes were washed in the mikvah, that would not puzzle the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Me'atzeva Poslin Osoi Bishlosha Lugin. Ve'enam Poslin Oso Bishinemar. Rabbi Yossi says, water that was used in the process of dyeing that fell into the mikvah would puzzle the mikvah of three lugin. Of this Me'atzeva would fall into the mikvah before it has 40 sah, as it would have a din of Mayim Shuvin and would puzzle the mikvah. But it would not puzzle the mikvah by virtue that it changed the color of the mikvah. If less than three lugin of Me'atzeva fall into the mikvah and changed the color of the mikvah, that would not puzzle the mikvah. And since this Me'atzeva is really just water that had been colored by the dye, it's not the actual dye that fell in, it would not puzzle the mikvah, even though it changed the color of the mikvah. But if wine or liquid from oil fell into the mikvah and changed the color of the mikvah, in such a case, the mikvah would be puzzled. And this is learned out from the pasuk that said, mikveh mayim, the mikvah must look like water. And when wine or liquid from olives fall into the mikvah no longer looks like water, it looks like some other kind of liquid, and therefore, it puzzles the mikvah. Kesed yasin, so what could you do to make the mikvah kosher again? The mikvah had its color changed. It doesn't look like water anymore, and now it's puzzled. So what can you do to get the color back to the natural color of water? You should wait until rain falls. And when enough rain falls into the mikvah, the color will turn back to water, and the mikvah will be kosher again. As we're talking about a mikvah that has less than 40 sah, so you can't pour mayim she'uvim into the mikvah, you have to wait until it rains. How you bar bam sah? But if the mikvah that had its color changed already had 40 sah of water, so then you have a better idea. You don't have to wait until it rains. Memale bekatev v'noisim l'teicha yashiyasru maren l'mari hamayim. In this case, you can simply fill up barrels of water and pour it into the mikvah until the water goes back to the color of water. Now, since the mikvah already has 40 sah, you can pour as much mayim shuvim into the mikvah as you want. As mayim shuvim that falls into the mikvah only passes the mikvah if it does not yet have 40 sah. But this mikvah, since it already has 40 sah, you can pour as much mayim shuvim into the mikvah as you want. It doesn't pass the mikvah. So therefore, you don't have to wait until it rains. You simply pour barrels of water into the mikvah until it goes back to the natural color of water. If wine or liquid from olive would fall into a mikvah and change the color of part of the water of the mikvah, that it fell into one side of the mikvah and only that side of the mikvah had its color changed. And we saw in the previous Mishnah that when wine or juice from olive falls into a mikvah and changes the color of the mikvah is puzzled. But in this case, only part of the mikvah has changed its color. If the part of the water that still has a natural color of water is less than 40 sah, then this mikvah is possible. You cannot immerse yourself into this mikvah at all, even on the side that still has a natural color of water. And you need to have at least 40 sah of water that has not changed its color for the mikvah to be kosher. In this case, since the part of the water that has not changed its color is less than 40 sah, the mikvah is possible.